views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome to the show tonight, everybody. This is Daryl, Deborah's intuitive co-host.
And husband.
And we're here with our amazing love doctor, Deborah Lee.
Thank you very much, Daryl. Hello and welcome to those who are joining us for the very first time. It's wonderful to have you with us. And at the same time, a very warm welcome to those of you who have been regular listeners of the Psychic Love Doctor show. Now on the schedule today, Pamela Hopkins, the CEO here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach, Virginia, was supposed to be joining us to give us a mini class in life, spiritual life coaching. Unfortunately, but the fact is, I couldn't imagine her wanting to be anywhere but where she is right now. She is welcoming the birth of a grandchild. A granddaughter was born this afternoon. So we decided that we would reschedule Pamela for a later time. And, well, now for those of you who are new to our show, finally I got that out. I am Deborah Lee. I'm the original Psychic Love Doctor. I was discovered by AOL nearly 20 years ago when I was conducting readings on the internet using this extremely unique method of perceiving the future from ordinary playing cards. It was something my grandmother had taught me back in the early 80s, just about 2 years before she passed away. So you can imagine it was quite a legacy that she handed down to me. My grandmother called this method personal prophecy. It's an amazing method of not only perceiving the future, but being able to use that insight while still living in the present to literally improve the future before we've even lived it. And yes, that's using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. Anyway, the title stuck thanks to AOL, who had invited me to become their resident psychic love doctor. And the name just stuck. So I kept it. And I love using it for the show. So I welcome all of you who are joining us. And Daryl, as our intuitive co-host, sits in each week to provide the male perspective and to discuss various relationship topics and during the live readings that we're going to be doing during the show. Today, we picked as a topic for us, since Pamela couldn't be with us, we call it When Lost Love Returns. Let's focus for a bit on when lost love returns. You know, when someone has been so important and significant in your life, but the relationship, for one reason or another, has simply come to an end. I have to say here that the majority of those I see as reading clients in my Virginia Beach office and those I conduct readings for over the internet are waiting for a lost love to return to their lives. How about you, Daryl, in your readings?
Yes, most of the time that's very true.
My experience, and I'm sure it's been yours too, hon, after all these years and with these current clients, is that 90% of those who end these relationships do come back at some point in the future.
Yeah.
They may not come back when we still want them. We may have been so hurt when these relationships ended that we emotionally outgrew our attachments to these people due to the amount of pain that we suffered in the process.
Right.
But in those instances, when we still want to restart a relationship, when lost love returns, it is possible. As I've learned over the many years that I've conducted personal prophecy readings, new beginnings can be undertaken. Here's what the cards have taught me when lost love returns in order to make a brand new start with that relationship. First, discuss what broke the two of you up in a very serious sit-down together. Then decide together to put it behind you, never to be brought up again. Not just put it behind you for today or tomorrow, but for always. And ladies, let's be honest here, we are notorious for remembering everything from the past and bringing it up verbatim in future arguments.
Oh, yeah.
We'll even remember what you wore back in 1997 or 1970. You got it. We can't do that, though, when we are truly starting over with someone we love. So what I always will suggest is something along the lines of, go to the beach and draw a line in the sand. Walk from one side of the street to the other. Put a length of duct tape on the floor. Whatever you feel symbolizes an ending and a new beginning for the two of you. Say something symbolically to each other that once we step over that line or cross that street, whatever came before in our relationship doesn't exist any longer, and then you have to mean it. Lost love really can return, and it can be even better than it was before. It all depends on how determined we are to let go of the past and make that new start for the future. I've seen it happen countless times in readings that became reality over what is now about 30 years. And yes, I am including affairs. I am including those who have cheated and lied and basically stolen the integrity of the relationship. And yes, these are not always easy paths for us to take, but it can be done. Some people go to therapy. Some people find a spiritual reawakening that enables them to do it. And some people just miss each other and love each other so much.
Yep.
That they're able to get beyond that obstacle. And that's when lost love really does return.
Yes, it is.
And that's all I've got as far as a little speech that I wanted to make. I know in a few minutes here we'll be going to readings, but I want you, Daryl, to give me a little something about lost love.
Got guys out there, I'm going to tell you like it is. You never know what you had till you lost it. Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing and you're happy you lost it.
I hear what you're saying. Sometimes you can be the best thing that ever happened to you to bring a long-term relationship to a full conclusion where the two of you can walk away.
Yep.
But a lot of times love gets trashed in the middle of a terrible argument.
Yes,
or the discovery of infidelity, something like that.
Yep. But, if she turned your head the first time, she'll turn your head again after you've lost her.
Ah.
Yeah, and we all know, we're out there, guys are out there, everybody knows it. Hey, don't go back just for that booty call. Go back because you care.
It really isn't fair, is it?
No,
and I think some women make booty calls too.
Yeah, they do.
And it really isn't fair to that person that you know is answering that phone or that door because they care so much about you.
Yep.
There's too much available. Well, you know what I mean. Available opportunity.
Yes.
To pick up somebody for the night. Rather, or have friends with benefits, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But when it comes to love, you know, I have to admit that when we have people come into the office, they aren't just getting a reading. It's actually like an intuitive counseling session that you're getting. And what really frightens me is when a couple will sit down and very proudly say, we've been together for 2, 3, 4 years.
10,
and
12.
We've never had one argument, not one disagreement.
Yeah.
And I think how frightening that has to be, at least from my point of view. You have absolutely no idea the true strength of that relationship.
Yep. That doesn't mean go out and start one, but
very well put. But also those that come in and say, wow, it has been an uphill climb. Are we ever going to reach the top of this mountain? But we're hanging in there, and we're going to get there. And these are the ones that know the strength of their love.
Yes, I do.
It's been tried. It's been tested.
It's been tempered. It's been blown up. It's been run over. But it's still there.
And so what if it started with a little tickle in the shorts?
Yeah.
You know? So what if it was your kneecaps were melting and you couldn't breathe in the presence of this person because of the amount of passion that you felt, the attraction?
Yeah, very much so.
When it's something that has a full, like a foundation. And friendship, by the way, best foundation there is when it comes to marriage.
Yep. We can attest to that one.
Yes, we can. That is how we started out. Well, Actually, we started out strictly as business colleagues.
Yeah, business associates.
Well, yeah, in a sense. You were active duty Navy. I was a columnist, writing for the paper, the big city paper.
Yep.
And you would just throw me little tidbits.
Yep.
And push me out on that ledge.
Oh, of course.
Of political correctness.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's where it all began.
Yep.
So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, please call in. We've got these cards hot and they're ready to go.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
12:30 Q.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our amazing, amazing, amazing
All right, then.
Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee.
I know it's your birthday, darling, but let's not get too carried away.
Hey, it's my birthday. I can do what I want today.
That's right. And with that in mind, I'd like to mention that when people do get readings on their birthday, it's as if you are standing high above your life with a 360 panoramic view.
Yep.
I think it's because the vibration is so strong with it being a birthday. So I just love those kinds of readings. And Daryl, you would seem to be really tuned in when it comes to men and how they really feel.
It's because I resemble them.
That remark? Or what? Oh, we already have a caller. Well, we'll get back to you, Daryl. I think we should get to our caller first.
All right, let's go with Raul from Seattle.
Hello there from Seattle, Raul.
Hello, dear Deborah and Daryl. How are you?
Oh,
very well. How are you?
I'm okay. I didn't know I was going to need your help so quickly after our last conversation.
Oh, well, I feel honored. I do. What can I help you with?
You know, I met this new lady, and it was pretty intense after we met. And she seems to be pulling all, you know, pushing all my buttons. And
wow.
She's not doing anything wrong at all. Anything wrong. And I feel like there's something heavy coming up. And my intuition now, I'm respecting it more. So I wanted to check back with you. This is some kind of a soul contract, karmic relationship. I don't know if you can read our energy or her energy.
Oh, yes. I think we can tap in on this.
Oh, yeah.
So she has your attention, huh?
She did. She did, for sure. Yes.
She did or does?
I mean... I don't know. I just don't feel good right now. I don't feel strong like the way I feel a few days ago. Something came up. And now I'm like, well, I kind of want to, but I can't listen to my head. I have to listen to my body, too.
Plus, I'm laying out your cards. Tell us, is she receptive to you?
Does she want to see you,
you know, and talk with you? Are you engaging in a relationship?
We just met, you know, about 10 days ago, and we're in contact. We're not officially seeing each other. It's just too soon to call.
My perception is that this is a beautiful young lady who's in the process of getting over another guy. And this other guy occasionally contacts her. And I don't feel that they're going to reunite, but I feel she is still working through the emotional wreckage, let's call it, from this relationship. Now, she's figuring very strongly here, and I do feel that there is a huge, I mean, there's an attraction here. I think that you could go oops and fall in love with this one, Raul. And I don't feel that would be a very bad thing, but I'd like you to know that there's another woman on the heels of this one that you're talking about that I think is going to very seriously capture his affections, his attentions. She's going to capture your curiosity big time. Now you stand potentially to find yourself, how can I put this, dating two women?
Yeah, you could.
And men seem to do this rather successfully at times.
Sometimes.
However, I sense these two women know each other, so you're going to have to be a little bit careful here because you get found out, you're going to lose them both. So right now, I think what you should do, how do you feel, Daryl? I think that you're looking at these cards too. I think he needs to not seem too available, not be too easy. Let her work a little bit for him.
Yeah, I agree with you. From what I'm seeing there, I would give the same
recommendation. She's a little bit used to men falling at her feet. So she's a bit spoiled, we could say.
Yeah.
You know, spoiled brain, which is a whole personal prophecy concept. So, Raul, I would just pique her interest, throw her a little bit of a, what, like a...
Give her a little sugar and then...
There you go.
Just don't give her too much.
There you go. Are you getting what we're saying here, Raul?
In a way, partially, it's just basically you want me to be a little careful and there's something better coming up.
Well, I think you're going to find yourself between the two of them and not knowing which way to go. Choice is what I would say. You're going to have your choice between the two. Just make a choice before the two of them enter, say, a restroom somewhere or run into each other at the mall, and it turns out they find out they're dating the same guy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm not. I'm over that part of my life.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, but the heart only knows what it feels, and sometimes it can really get us into a jam.
Sometimes.
Without even realizing it. All in all, though, I think you've got a real opportunity here. Just like I said, there is another one coming behind her. Personally, I think the one coming behind her is going to even be more...
more appropriate.
Yeah, for you. So that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. This is a door opener for you, hon. And it's a good door. But just be careful. She is still has emotional attachments to a man from her past. Like I said, I really don't feel they're going to get back together, but he still is very much a part of her life as far as calling her, you know, emailing her. He's still very much in the picture.
I think she mentioned something about that. So,
to bring a relationship or our feelings about a relationship to a close, we literally have to go through our own process. And sometimes women will be, or men can be desperados. They'll just grab at the next guy. I'm not really feeling that here, but she is very much attracted to you, hon. She really is.
Yeah. Yeah, we have something really strong, but it's strong, like the old kind of strong. It's kind of the dangerous part of strong. It's not the really beautiful, fulfilling, and yeah, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't come on too strong with her because I think that would cause her to back away. Okay?
Yeah.
But I really see good possibilities here. I hope you'll check in and let us know how it's going.
Oh, I will for sure.
Well, you know what? I can tell from your cards you are a real sweetheart and you deserve to have a beautiful, loving relationship and family. I see it definitely coming for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for.
You're
for
a real catch there, hon. You really are. So take care, and thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you both so much for always. Thank you. Listen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
That was a good one. You know, I love when men will come for intuitive. Oh, well, yeah, I love when they will come for intuitive, at least little input from the intuitive level.
Right.
A lot of times they'll come in and say, you know, I'm going to tell you right off the top, I do not believe in this. And I'll say, that's okay. I'll believe in it for you. And by the time they leave, what do they say? Well, I know you can't say it in the actual vernacular that they use, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
They'll look at you and say, go
Thank
ahead.
God. Thank God I got out of that one. Or, dang, I wish I wouldn't have got out of that one.
Yeah, but I think it helps for them to have the insight.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again on the show, that for some reason, you men see love as a weakness, where we women see it as a strength. It's something where we fight for. And I think a lot of it might be peer pressure when a guy's in love.
It is. And remember, the nature of every guy is he's a hunter and a gatherer for his family. So having emotions as like love, regret, things like that are hard for us.
I like that.
You know, because you got to be brave to be out there hunting all the time for food or money or whatever.
The security, the stability, all of that. You're the protector, like you said, the hunter. And, you know, these innate drives that are part of our makeup, it really, even in this modern age, it's still very much a part of who we are.
And, you know, you can come off and say, I'm not a hunter. Well, it doesn't matter if you're actually out there hunting. It's in your makeup. It's there. Whether you choose to allow it to act, interact with how you do things and what you do, that's up to you.
So is that kind of parallel to when we women go shopping and we come back and say, oh my God, you won't believe what I found. And that's our good kill?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the lioness out hunting for the pride, you know. But yeah, it's just like that.
The hardest thing for me in my position is when I'm dealing with a beautiful young lady who's in this, what should be the love affair of the century. The cards show that it's definitely heading toward marriage and all sorts of wonderful memories that the two will share as they go through time together.
Right.
And what do we have? A man who's an emotional coward.
Or a train wreck.
And you don't know what, it's like, she can lead that horse to water. She can tell him how good the water is.
Can hold his head underwater.
She can, but he isn't going to drink if he's not ready.
That's right.
Sometimes that's when we have to employ a little strategic planning, I guess, where we have to say, look, I need to go on. I need to take this relationship to another level. And if you and I are not seeing eye to eye with that, then it's time for us to call it quits.
All right. Let's take a break here and we'll be right back, folks.
And please call in.
Yeah, please call in at 1-800-930-2819.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This is Daryl, the intuitive co-host, or the Ed McMahon of the bunch.
Or the birthday boy.
Yes, or the birthday boy today. And our wonderful host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you. We were discussing before we went to break about the climate between men and women, and we were discussing, I was saying about when you're dealing with an emotional coward, or you said a train wreck.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, what do you think men think about how aggressive women seem today? They're putting their wants and needs, and it's all right out there.
There's a certain percentage, I think, that appreciates that. And I know for a guy like me, It scares the hell out of me.
Really?
There's no mystery to it.
Well, that's it, too.
You know, there's nothing to discover because you know it all from social media.
Well, and so there we go, back to that hunter and gatherer, that maybe it's an innate part of men to be the pursuer.
Yes.
And that women with the social media and all, they're getting a little too bold.
Very much too bold.
And that maybe they need to step back a little. Oh, we have, let's go to caller,
okay.
Shall we?
Okay, let's go to Chelsea from Tampa.
Hey, Deborah, I've got a love question for you. Can you
hear
me all right?
Hi there, Chelsea, thanks for calling, and I'm right ready to help you.
Great, thank you. I'm involved in a relationship with a gentleman. His name is Christopher. And things seem really good when they're good, and when they're not, I can't figure out if it's communication issues or if the relationship is just meant to be or not. And I'm hoping you can point me in the right direction.
Ah, okay. We'll take a good look at that. Otherwise, the relationship's a good, solid one, right?
It feels solid, and things are good when they're good. I'm just trying to figure out, is this the one? I don't really want to keep wasting my time if it's not. Yeah.
Good for you. And
good,
that's what makes this method so worthwhile, I feel, is that it really helps us cut to the chase as far as, should I keep focusing my energy and attention over here, or is it time for me to, you know, pick up my marbles and move on? So I think that's
exactly
great.
Yep. So how's the weather in wonderful Tampa Bay today?
It's finally starting to become cooler now that we're hitting October, but it's been hot.
Yeah, it's this weekend's going to be the coldest weekend we've had since last winter. So, up here in Virginia. And,
oh, wow.
It highs in the mid-50s and raining today, so kind of an ugly day here.
Yeah,
okay,
it's a little overcast
today. Okay,
well,
I'm looking at your cards. And, you know, I do feel that he holds great potential for you. I think there's been a lot of a growing that's happened in this relationship between the two of you. The one thing I see that seems to be a bit of an obstacle for, on both sides, is that the two of you get, you have very intense personalities in some respects. And sometimes when it's very good, it's very good. You're right. When it's not so good, I sense a tragic perspective,
okay,
for them both as,
yeah,
on this, where it's like, oh, my God, this is never going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it's that you both are investing so much of themselves into this that he feels it, too. Is he the one? I have a hunch another one is going to come on the scene that holds even more potential. But I don't want to say that the story is over, that the ending on this relationship with Christopher has been written, because I don't feel it has. What I think would really help them to level out is working more on developing the friendship.
Right.
I mean, they've got a beautiful romance, and it's a fantastic love relationship. I mean, it really sparkles when it sparkles. But I also feel that they need to bring in more of the kind of friendship where you can allow each other to be who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And my perception is that he fears that if he lets his hair down and he shows himself to you as who he really is, you're going to just hit the first exit. So does any of this resonate with you, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm wondering what was the best card that shown up in the tarot deck for you that showed that not to give up on this just yet?
Well, first of all, it's not a tarot deck. This is ordinary playing cards that we use. And this is extremely literal. Were you aware of that?
What was literal?
Yeah, that it's playing cards, not tarot cards.
I love tarot,
but I don't know how to read them. So I'm using ordinary playing cards, which is a method that I teach and that I use here in my office.
Anyway, back to your question.
Yeah, and what I feel is that the end thing here is that I'm sensing a great fear on both sides of getting hurt. And yet I feel that you're already both pretty invested. The thing is, I do feel that there is very likely another man coming along for you. But I don't want you to feel like this is a wrap as far as this relationship goes, because it isn't over yet. And if the two of you were to work more on having a solid friendship included in the romance, included in the beautiful love that they, there is love here.
Yes,
I think it would help a lot, but they both are so worried about getting hurt.
Right. Just, and we've said it already today, friendship is the best basis for a long-term relationship, marriage. I mean, we wouldn't be who we are today without it.
And you're right. You're right. So what I was wondering, Chelsea, is this helping you with your question? And we didn't forget about Lisa, who's waiting in Virginia Beach, I believe. But
yeah, we'll get back to her in a minute here.
So, Chelsea, I feel that he loves you very much. I think that the two of you do worry, though, about getting hurt, and that's a viable concern.
Yes, it is.
But if you can...
Yeah, I guess that's...
Go ahead.
That's the trick with love, is that it may not be over, that there's still more one another we want to give to one another, but, you know, I don't want to waste his time, and I don't want to be hurt in the end, and I guess it's about fear, like you said.
And it is, and I'll tell you, you're a high-quality lady, and you deserve nothing but the best, and he sees you as high maintenance, which I personally think is a compliment. Which I do. And yet I think it scares him a little because, you know, he worries that he's not good enough for you.
Well, he's from a very small town, and I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, so I'm the California girl.
Oh, so you're the big city girl, and he's the country mouse, little bumpkin.
Country boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's a lot that's going for the two of you, and if he would only just try to be himself.
Yeah, really.
I mean...
Just be himself and be the good guy that he is. I mean, this what you have with him is not over.
Right, not, and not I yet. Think that they have a lot here that they can work on. So I hope this helps. I see that he loves you very much. He worries that he's going to get hurt, too. It sounds like the start of a really good conversation to me.
Yeah, it does to me, too.
Sit down, have a nice discussion about, you know, putting aside these fears of getting hurt. So, I hope that helps, hon. And I hope
you'll check back. All right, great. Thank you so much, guys.
I hope you'll check back with us. I'd love to follow along and know how this works for you, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for taking my call. All right, bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. So?
Fear is a big one.
Yes, it is.
Do we still have Lisa waiting in the wings?
Yes, we do.
I'm Let's here.
Hey, there she is.
Hey, Lisa, thank you so much. We have a...
Well, I'm glad you were able to get to me, and happy birthday to you, Daryl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, what can we do?
Well,
for
I
you,
have
my
a
dear?
Relationship question.
Okay. What can we do?
There's someone that I had been seeing but have not seen now for almost 7 weeks because he's in the military. And not sure when I'll be able to see him again, and don't know if it's time for me to pick up and move on and find someone more available or just stick with it.
Now, that is a really good question.
Yes, it is. So, what's the answer going to be there, love doctor? I got my thinking cap on, but I'm going to wait till she chimes in here before I throw my teeth.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. And Lisa, tell me, where are you in all of this? Do you feel like you're pretty well invested where... You're in this now to see where it's going to go, or are you really feeling that you could, you know, what would be a way of putting it? That you could
walk away from this and not be damaged by it?
I love that.
Well, I'm okay with waiting if I know that we will eventually
be each other and be together. But I don't want to be in this weird limbo of waiting and then, oh, guess what? Nothing's ever going to happen. So.
Right.
Oh, I think things are going to happen. I feel very sure you're going to hear from him. What is today? Friday? Yeah. If not today, not tomorrow, I'm seeing Sunday or Monday for sure. And all right. Okay. And I'm thinking that it's very possible you're going to end up having him come to your house. He's going to come.
No.
To... There's like a period of recuperation that I see around this.
Yeah.
Recovery. Injury.
He is, I don't know exactly what happened to him while gone, but apparently he has a broken foot and may need a hip replacement.
Mm, oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
so he's going to need somebody to give him some TLC while he's laid up.
So you might want to get your little nurse costume all pressed and ready to go. And on that thought, hold on, Lisa.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get right back to you after the break. Let's go to break. Call us, guys.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor show with our fabulous host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, hon. And you are wonderful, too, my intuitive co-host, Daryl.
Yes.
Lisa, are you still with us? Lisa? Oh, boy. I hope she calls back in. I've got some pretty hot cards here that I need to interpret for her. So, yeah. So Daryl, tell me, do you think sometimes a relationship can sneak up on a man and it really kind of blows them away and they need a little time to figure out what they're going to do?
All right, well, Lisa called us back, so Lisa,
lucky
yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back because I've been spending more time with your cards during the break. And I want to tell you there's something very interesting here.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I want to tell you, I feel he wants to see you very badly. You know what, though? He thinks that because of his injury, his mojo is, what did you say, Daryl, running?
Broke.
Yeah, it's broken. It's like running out. It's like he's going to lose his appeal to you. And remember, this
silly.
Is a man that is like Superman in terms of his military career, right? So for him to be feeling weak and defenseless and all, he also feels like the man that is broken right now is not the man that you could care for. And yet, I have to tell you, I really think you've got all the right stuff to cause him to realize that you can love him broken with his foot, so to speak. You can love him broken or you can love him not broken, but you love him just the same. And, you know,
absolutely.
I want to tell you this amazing thing. Daryl and I both looked at it and we went, wow.
Yeah.
There's a wedding here. There is a wedding here in your cards, Lisa, but it's not in your location. It's going to be at a great distance.
Yeah.
And the first thought that struck me was Hawaii. I'm hearing a Hawaiian wedding and coming fast.
I would love that.
Pardon me? Hello?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're saying too. And I'll tell you, these cards don't lie. The potential here is huge. It also has the Three of Clubs on it, which says that wedding is on its way to becoming reality within your life. Oh, definitely with, well, we'll go along just for the sake of giving some time here.
Yeah.
Within, the, we'll say
oh,
the next
my goodness.
3 years. But I think it's going to be a lot sooner than that. So I just want you to know that he's also feeling extremely sorry for himself. He's on medication that has taken his libido for a ride.
Oh, my goodness.
But you
I am speechless.
I'm sorry? What?
I said, you've made me speechless.
Well,
and that doesn't happen often.
He's off, basically, I'm trying to recover. He's licking his wounds. He feels so sorry for himself.
Oh.
Because, what is it, his kryptonite?
Yeah. Somebody found his kryptonite for him.
Yeah, but you know what? You can lift him up, and you do in your own ways with him. I think this would be a good time for some levity, you know, give him some good laughs, and don't come off too intense about not being able to have a romantic interlude with him. Rather, make it seem like, I'll come and get you, put you in my little basket, I'll take you home. And I will pamper you like crazy. But I do
that actually does sound really good.
In all honesty, I do feel you're going to see him soon. And he really, really wants to see you. So, now I remember on a previous show, we had done a reading for you. And then very soon right after, or was it still during the show, you heard from him. So let's hope.
Yes, it was during the show. And I had not heard from him, and you said I would be hearing from him within days. And he contacted me during the show when I was talking to you.
So let's put a little more of that good juju on this, and you're going we're just going to send it out to the universe. You will hear from him soon,
soon.
All right.
And perfect.
Thank
you guys so much, and I look forward to an update on your next show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday to you, Daryl.
Thank you, Lisa. You have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you guys so much.
And, you know, remember, we do perform weddings through the Healing Fountain here in Virginia Beach.
I will keep that in mind.
Have wedding, we will travel.
Yep.
Perfect.
Take care, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
I think the readings today have been awesome. I really
do. Yes, I have been.
You know, sometimes I really feel, especially now that Mercury is no longer retrograde, I really feel like the energy is big, it's powerful, it's very positive.
Yeah, that was an ugly period around our house.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Just as a little background for everybody, when Mercury was retrograde and we were in the supermoons and all that, we went through, our two computers both broke.
Mm-hmm.
We borrowed a computer from a friend and we broke that. And we had a printer die at the house.
And I was worried what's going to come next.
Yeah, what was next?
Oh, my goodness.
So, it was an ugly time.
Yeah, so we're on a beautiful upswing now. And it's so wonderful when we can have excellent readings come through. You know, there really is a lot to this method as far as the clarity that it can bring to our lives.
Yep, there is.
Now, we are teaching this method here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach. I also can teach it via Skype or via email, whatever works best for those who are interested. I also offer the chance to become certified as a professional practitioner of this method, and I'll let you know, there aren't that many worldwide yet.
We got, five?
I think it's about five.
Yeah.
And it's because I wanted the bar to be high. I don't want this to be, what do they call it, a bird course?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not. But you will come out of this as a professional, and you will be able to hang out your shingle if you wish.
Yep.
If you simply want to do it for your own insight and entertainment, you'll be the life of every party, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
We also will provide what I like to call compassionate counseling, using intuitive approach as far as giving readings, helping you with situations that you may be dealing with. It's all 100% confidential,
yep.
Whether it's here in the office or through my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. And that brings up our app, Daryl.
Yes, there we go.
If you have an iPhone or an Android, please go
to your app store.
Yes, and you will find completely free of charge the Psychic Love Doctor app, which will enable you to give yourself readings at any time of the day or night. A lot of people love it. We even use it ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
And there's also the Psychic Love Doctor Facebook page. If you would join us there, we often hold contests, we give away readings,
yep.
We will post announcements, and we'd just love to have you join
with
us.
Have you followed.
Right, so.
I don't know, I think we selflessly promoted ourselves there for a little bit, but yeah, it's been a great day for everybody. We're had a lot of fun here.
And Pamela Hopkins will be joining us again in the future, where she will then conduct a mini life coaching class for all of us. We want to congratulate her again as a grandmother to a beautiful new granddaughter that was born this afternoon. And with that, I'd like to say, here's to life to all of you. And as Grandma always would say, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Thank you so much, Daryl.
Have a great week, everybody.
And to all who called us today and listened in, have a great week. We'll see you next Friday.
See you next Friday, everybody.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.